have a robotics camp that is bringing together about 5 schools. This week's event is the first of its kind in the country.
How many kids are at this conference and what are they doing?
About 30 kids. And what they're doing is they're being taken in a crash course in robotics. We're starting with the basics of electronics and breadboarding, circuit building. And then we have day two was basically programming and working with development boards. And then day three is when we're actually going to build an actual robot.
And why robots? I know you mentioned that it's an all-encompassing science. Could you explain to me a little bit about why you choose to go into these schools and help the kids build robots?
For me, it's an old passion. It's something that I've had since I was a child. It was through that I realized that there is an opportunity to bring a different mindset of innovation and creative thinking through technology. And the best way to do that was through robotics. Because the process of building a robot encompasses so much critical thinking, so much scientific innovation, especially if it's something you've never done before. And what it does is that it opens these kids to a whole new dimension of thought, of understanding, of creativity, and they look at the world through a completely different lens the next time they are thinking about solutions to their issues.
You've mentioned that one of the reasons as well is that this shows students when they're learning physics, when they're learning biology, they sometimes don't realize what those real-world applications can be. And does this help them? Do you see these moments where they realize that when building robots?
Yes, we actually do that. Today we had a very practical example. We were learning programming, and we had to draw back on some of the experiences that they've had in the classroom. One of them was an example in biology, and the other was an example in mathematics. Essentially, a lot of what happens in schools is it's just academia, and they're doing these lessons, these courses, they're reading just to be able to pass the exam at the end of the day. But when they see, there's that moment when they realize that, all that stuff that I was learning in classroom is actually extremely relevant in the real world. They begin paying a lot more attention. And more importantly, they begin seeing the education that they're receiving in the classroom from a different perspective.
For these kids who go on to university then and study engineering or study physics, what are their real-world prospects kid in Uganda have to offer these kids who come out with this great education?
In terms of engineering, we are beginning to see a lot of assembly lines being brought up, especially in pharmacy and a bit of automation in manufacturing.